This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
People spend more time outside in the summer. It's relaxing and there's fresh air. During the pandemic, people are seeking more of both. However, they could get something they don't want. In a normal year, public health departments check to find out where and how many ticks and mosquitoes are infected with disease that could spread to people. But focus on COVID-19 has slowed down or stopped routine surveillance of these summertime pests. Shemaine Mills reports.
Ticks may be small, but they're a big problem. In 2018, over 3,000 people in Wisconsin contracted Lyme disease from black-legged ticks found on deer. UW-Madison entomologist Susan Paskowitz says the number of known and suspected cases is just the tip of the iceberg.
That's likely to be an underreporting by a factor of 10, so it could be as many as 30,000 of our citizens are getting infected.
And then there's the mosquito, which can carry West Nile virus and other diseases which they're able to spread to humans they feast on. Normally, this is when local health departments capture, count, and test the bugs for disease. But with the coronavirus pandemic, some routine activities have taken a back seat. That includes tick and mosquito surveillance. Megan Jacob is an environmental health specialist for Walworth County.
This year, all of our public health staff is operating on essential services only, which means that our environmental health program is just doing water samples that is required by EPA.
Those water samples are just one of various jobs that public health departments now overwhelmed by COVID-19 have to juggle. In July, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention urged health officials to continue mosquito surveillance so that other health hazards wouldn't go undetected during the pandemic. For most people, mosquitoes are merely annoying, says Paskowitz, but as a researcher, she knows the threat they pose to humans.
So it would be possible that if we had the right kind of conditions, we'd have outbreaks of West Nile virus and be totally unprepared. I mean, we would not know, we wouldn't receive the signal that we usually get when we're looking at infected mosquito pools.
Paskowitz is with the Midwest Center of Excellence for Vector-Borne Diseases, which has continued to check for ticks and mosquitoes. Surveillance, though, has been scaled back. Only 3 state parks have been checked for pests this year, compared to 10 or more in a normal year. Local hotspots are also checked. This summer, she was hunting for ticks in a marshy, shaded part of the UW Arboretum known as the Lost City. It's a housing project from the early 1900s, that never got off the ground as houses sank into the mud.
I'm carrying something that we call a tick drag, and that is a piece of white canvas, a really heavy-duty material.
Paskowitz drags it on the ground as she walks, hoping ticks will try to hitch a ride, but she doesn't find any. What finds her are mosquitoes.
Arboretum tends to be, oh my goodness, now they're on me. The Arboretum does also tend to be kind of a low-intensity site for us compared to some of the other places we work in Wisconsin.
But Ryan Wozniak with the Wisconsin Department of Health Services worries people in those other places might get infected and not seek medical attention because of concerns about catching COVID-19.
You know, folks are more hesitant potentially to go in to see their providers to get checked on if they have, you know, headaches or fevers and things like that, or muscle and joint aches and fatigue. And they may be more willing to kind of dismiss those symptoms instead of going to get checked out and get tested.
Wisconsin continues to track how many people get sick from tick and mosquito infections. But if people ignore symptoms, reported cases could be lower than they actually are. At a time, exposure may be going up as people go outdoors during the coronavirus pandemic. Jemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.